in Curly's Pub, which will be the site of Thursday's NFL draft party, and this is our draft preview. Mike, what are the Packers' needs?
I think the biggest one is defensive line, with Jarrell Worthy, a second-round pick last year, having the knee injury. His status will certainly be uncertain. I think the Packers need to fortify that defensive line, potentially get another difference maker up front. And I also think the offensive line is another need. You can never have enough big guys.
Yeah. Big guys, big guys, big guys. And I think we saw that in the games against the 49ers. I don't think the Packers were able to stand toe-to-toe with the 49ers, and they're going to have to do that. And they're going to have to do that beginning on opening day in San Francisco and probably much later in this season again. And of course, you'd like to think that game would be in Lambeau Field, but it's going to depend a lot on, you know, how they do in that opening game. This is a draft loaded with big guys.
Yeah.
The Packers need big guys. They also need something else. They need a pounder. They need a running back that can convert those short yardage plays that the Packers have been struggling to convert. You don't want to have to pass on third and one. It's not only makes it tougher to convert, I think. I think it sends a terrible message. It sends a message that we can't pound this out. So I would like this team to draft big guys that will pound the opposing quarterback, and maybe a big guy or two on the offensive line that'll and a running back that will help this team pound out those short yardage downs.
Yeah, and a couple other spots to look at too. Safety, a lot of uncertainty there. You don't know if Jerron McMillan or MD Jennings is going to move into that starting role next to Morgan Burnett, or will the Packers use a high pick? Also, wide receiver. No Donald Driver, no Greg Jennings. Some young guys in the pipeline, but maybe this is the year that another Jordy Nelson or Randall Cobb is picked as one of those future development guys.
So, Mike, can value and need meet at pick number 26?
I think they can. The best chance of that, I think, is what you were talking about before with the big guys. There are so many big guys in this draft that your chances of having value and need meet late in the first round are probably at those spots. At the same time, I wouldn't necessarily rule out another 2008 where Ted Thompson traded out of the first round, just down a few spots into the top of the second round, picked up an extra pick, and then he took Jordy Nelson that year. But with the number of big guys who could be available late in the first round, I wouldn't be surprised if Ted slides back, grabs an extra pick, and then grabs a big guy.
Yeah, I see no way need and value don't meet at pick number 26. There is going to be a ton of defensive linemen available late in the first round. A guy I loved at the Senior Bowl, John Jenkins, the nose tackle from Georgia. I'm seeing his name mentioned down there late in the first round, which is stunning. A guy at the Senior Bowl, a nose tackle from Little Missouri Southern, a guy named Brandon Williams, you know, jumped up and made himself a big-time prospect. He would certainly be there, not to mention guys who are now falling. It looked like they were top 10 players. A pass rusher, DeMontre Moore, another pass rusher, Jarvis Jones, guys that could fit as rush backers in this scheme. And then you got a defensive tackle who some were saying might be first pick of the draft quality, Star Lotulelei of Utah, who's now falling on concerns, health concerns that involve his heart. There are going to be lots of need slash value players available to the Packers. And don't forget, I doubt if there will be a running back picked by the time the Packers pick, which means probably the number one running back on the board will be available when the Packers pick. How's that for need and value meeting?
Yeah, Alabama's Eddie Lacy certainly could be there. And I'll circle back on a point you made about the rush backer, that outside linebacker. The Packers have Clay Matthews, Nick Perry, and Desmond Moses right now. The Packers could use another one there. And if there's a value pick for a rush backer, I certainly see the Packers adding something there.
Yeah, this is not a league of one of everything.
No, not at all.
Our final question is, what can the Packers accomplish in this draft? And I'll start the conversation, Mike, with this. I think they can put themselves over the top. I think this draft is custom made for them to find that player or those players that can show up on opening day, if you can get those guys moving quickly enough, and announce to the NFL that this is a different Packers team. that this is a Packers team with more defense, more big guys, more tough guys, more guys that can measure up against a team such as the 49ers. And make no mistake about it, they are the standard in the NFC now. You've got to judge yourself against them.
Yeah, and I think if the Packers can combine one or two immediate impact players from this draft with the development of last year's defense-heavy draft that we saw, I think it is potentially the draft that could push the Packers forward. With that, we'll sign off for now, but we'll invite you to join us on Packers.com Thursday night beginning at 7 o'clock Central Time when the draft begins for our live chat. Vic and I will be chatting with fans. We'll take you right up until the time that the Packers pick. Also, stay tuned to the website for live press conferences, live conference calls with the draft picks. We'll have it all for you on Packers.com. See you soon.